सहनाववतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुम्।
भगवान लॉर्ड कृष्णा इज एडवाइजिंग अर्जुन दैट देयर इज नो क्वेश्चन ऑफ ग्रीफ, no question of grief, and he is giving many arguments from different levels. Level number one, from the standpoint of Atman, there cannot be any grief because Atman is nitya, is permanent, cannot be killed, cannot be destroyed. So there cannot be any shok or grief from the standpoint of Atman. Argument number two, Lord says, if you consider that Atma is, if you consider, I am not accepting it, if you consider, Arjun, that Atma is continuously being born and continuously it is dying, then in that case also there is no question of grief. Why? Because the grief comes only because when we are attached to it. Grief comes only because of the attachment. Otherwise, grief will not come. So it is our unintelligent living or unintelligent relationship with the world which creates or gives us sorrow. Level number three. From the body level, Lord says, this body manifests from five great elements and goes back to five elements. There is no loss. Vyakta, abhyakta. Vyakta means it manifests from the five great elements, stays for some time and goes back to five great elements. There is no loss of elements anywhere. Still, there is no question of grief. No question. Argument number four. Arjun, you are Kshatriya, your Swadharma is to fight a righteous war. And any Kshatriya waits for such righteous war to exhaust his vasanas. If you don't fight this war, what will happen? Your vasana to fight will remain intact. If you don't exhaust it in a particular way, what will happen to vasana? It will stay there. So according to your Swadharma also, you should fight this war. Argument number five. From the Shishtachar level, what is Shishtachar? The situation which we are facing now, even Bhishma Pitama faced the same situation. Whether I should fight with the guru or not, he also faced the same situation. So following the precedence, you should fight this. Then he says, this war, yadrichyacha upapannam swargadaram apabritam. This war has not, we never wanted it. It has come. It has come. We never wanted it. Sukhina chatriya partha labhante yuddha idrisam. This yuddham, a chatriya, if he gets according to his vasana field. Sometimes we have seen we don't get field according to our choice, you know. We have to compromise in our service. We are proficient in one thing and we have to do something else. So if you are getting this thing, you should be happy. day-to-day life. Don't think that these relate to only battle in the Yuddha Kshetra. These arguments which the Lord has given, because we all are facing sorrow. Each one of us, we are facing sorrow, and how to face this sorrow, what should be our understanding, that we should learn from Bhagwan. Then he says, Atha cheta imam dharmam sangramam na karishyasi. If you don't fight, that is what he said, I don't want to fight. Tat swadharmam kirtim hitva papam avapasyasi. What will happen? You will not be able to exhaust your vasana, swadharma. It will not come down because you are not fighting the righteous war. Then kirti, your fame will be also destroyed, because people will say he ran away. Kirti. Then hitva papam avapsisi, papam, you will incur sin. If you don't do your duty, you will incur sin. What is this sin? It is agitation of our mind. If we don't do our duty, the agitation will be always there. Oh, I didn't do my duty. I didn't do my duty to my family. I didn't do my duty to my office or to my friend or to others, to relatives, to others, to world, to society. So that agitation of mind will be there. That is papam. But if you do your duty, what will happen? You will get shanti, peace of mind. Mind will not be there. I have done my duty. Bas. Whatever duty I have got toward my family, toward country, to society, to universe, to others, to myself, I have done my duty. You get peace of mind. But if you don't do, agitation of mind will be there. Now kirti, Lord is taking kirti, because kirti, the fame, is very, very dear to Arjun, because he is the shrest, best archer. Very dear to him. And after giving all this thing, Lord was able to see the face of Arjun. He is no more interested in all the Atma thing. It's very high Vedanta. When you are talking about Atman and all that. So Atman and all things can be discussed only for 45 minutes or 1 hour. You know, after that it becomes very heavy. Very heavy. And that is why I sit here, I don't sit there. Because I will be able to see the eyes, and I will come to know whether you are here or not here, whether you are appreciating it or you are not appreciating it, or you are going above your head, I will stop there. So Lord says, now let me tell you about the worldly thing. From high philosophical thing, now he is coming to the mundane worldly thing. So what will happen to your fame, your kirti?
Akirtam chapi bhutani, verse number 34. Akirtam chati chapi bhutani.
Akirtam chapi bhutani.
Kathayishanti tevayam. Sambhavitasya cha kirtihi. Maranadatirichyate.
Maranadatirichyate.
Akirtam chapi bhutani. Kathayishanti devyayam. Sambhavitasya cha kirtihi. Maranadatirichyate.
The Lord says, Akirtim chapi bhutani katayasyanti te abhyam. So Lord is going to tell about his kirti, akirti, infamy, from three angles. Three angles. Here the bhutani word has come. It is from the general standpoint. Bhuta means living beings. So living beings can be man, human being, animals, birds, devatas, rishi, muni, your own relatives. So Bhutani means everybody. So what will happen? Akirtim chapi Bhutani kathiyasyanti, kathiyasyanti, they will tell. All Bhutas, all beings, they will tell about your infamy, about your dishonor, akirtim. And how long it will last? Abhyam. Bhyam means to spend. Slowly, 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 it will end. But this akirti will stay for a long time. Even after death, it will continue. After death also, this akirti will continue. Sambhavitasya of the honored, akirti marnat ati richyate. For them who are very honored people, who are the shreshth or the great people, for them infamy is worse than death. So if I don't do my duty, place yourself in Arjun. Arjun's duty is to fight. If he doesn't do his duty, two things will happen. One is he will get akirti, infamy, and second thing he will get is papa. If I don't do my duty, place yourself in Arjun. If I don't do my duty, what will I get? If I don't look after my children, my family, my relatives, my parents, what other will say? They will criticize you. Papam, constantly there will be agitation of mind. I didn't do my duty toward my children, toward my parents, toward my relatives, toward my office, toward my friends, toward my society. Agitation. Two things will happen. And this akirti, infamy, will be for a long, long time. So in death, one does not lose his name and fame. Do you all agree? A person who is very famous, after death also, his fame continues. Mahatma Gandhi, famous. Whereas a person loses them by abandoning his obligatory duty. If you don't do your obligatory duty, you immediately get akirti, infamy. How long that will be there? For a long time while living, and even after death also, people will say, oh, he didn't do his duty. The law of life is that every rise must be followed by a fall, sooner or later. Those who are economists, they know. What they call? Recession, depression, and then, what is that? When the peak, when the economy is at peak, then it comes down. It's a cycle. Every 7 years, 10 years, the industry will go up, again it will come down, then again it will go up, economy goes then up. After every night, day comes. After every day, night comes. So, eminence, renown, reputation can be lost suddenly. In a moment, you can lose it. A very hard-earned reputation can be lost in a... I should not mention any name. You all know how even the president or a prime minister becomes infamous in one scandal. Chief executive officer of a famous company, they land in jail. Reputation in a minute, it goes down. So ill-prepared crashes with it. Those who are not prepared, if we know this law that after every rise there will be fall, a wise person will be prepared, yes. We all are wise. We all know that we are going to retire. So therefore, we all plan very well. Is it not so? Similarly, if there is a rise, there must be fall. A wise person will be prepared. But unprepared person, he will crash. He will be frustrated and miserable for the rest of life. But the wise does not succumb to this. Once Gurudev went to Chennai for a yagna, and the committee member said, you have to visit a family first before going to the Gyan Yagya site. Gurudev knew nothing, it was not according to plan. What is the name? Who is this family? Nothing known. He went there, an old person is lying. He had got a stroke. You know, what happened? Why the stroke? So he was said, he is a doctorate and he has researched something. It was appreciated very much all over the world. And after that, the new research has come out, which has negated his research. And he could not bear that. Now lying on the bed. So how should we behave when we are elated? Normally what happens is somebody praises us, we are elated. If somebody censors us, dishonors us, we are dejected. Lord will tell what should be done, how you should live our life. Next, go.
भयाद्रनादुपरतम् मन्स्यन्ते त्वा महारथाः येषां च त्वं बहुमतः भूत्वा यास्यसि लाघवम् भयाद्रनादुपरतं मन्स्यन्ते त्वां महारथाः येषां च त्वं बहुमतः भूत्वा यास्यसि लाघवम्.
Some may say, what if the Kirti is coming, dishonor or infamy, kya hai usme? Duryodhan was also infamous, but he was happy. You see, Duryodhan was also dishonor, people knew about him, that what type of person he is. But Duryodhan himself was happy. If you give this argument, Lord says, oh, you are not like Duryodhan. You have earned that honor. You work very hard for that, yes, for that kirti, for that fame. So you cannot be equated with the Duryodhan Arjun. You are different. If you say that I am going to beg or I want to run away, that is not good. It will hurt you every moment. Every moment you will think and you will be always worried about that. Even you see, when enemy capture a soldier of the other side or enemy capture any soldier, they don't kill him, you know. But the soldier want to die. Why? Infamy, akirti. He doesn't want to live. He does not face he want to die as a brave person, as a brave soldier. That was from the general point. Now Lord is saying, people whom you love or those who love you, how will they react? So first verse was from Bhutani, from the general beings. Now, from the standpoint of the people whom you love or the other people who love you, Maharatha, great commander, Bhayat Ranat Upraman, Mansante Tvam Maharatha, the great warriors. In army, you see, there are two types of clubs, no? Officers' clubs, and then what is for the general public, I don't know, general soldiers. Or in companies, many companies also, I don't know whether in America is there or not, officers' club, and then for workers' club, or the officers' canteen, or workers' canteen. So they meet there. So what will happen in the officers' club? Maharathas. What they will say? Bhayat ranat. Bhayat, out of fear. Ran away, ranat. From where? From the battlefield. Who will say? Maharatha, the great commander. yesam chatam bahumata bhutva yasasi lagvam, and who were highly esteemed by them. You were honored by them. Arjun was honored by Beni Maharatha. They used to, think that he is a great archer. And what will happen? They will think you lagvam. They will receive you very lightly. Arjun, lagvam. Who are these Maharathas? Bhishma, Drona, Salva, Virat, Drupad, Satyaki, Drishtadyumna. They are all Maharathis. Arjun respected them. They respected Arjun. So they will think about Arjun that he ran away out of fear. He is a coward. They will not think, Arjun, what you are thinking, that those people are lobha upahata chetasa. Earlier he said, no? Arjun said in chapter 1, these people are Kaurava, all greedy people. We are not greedy. They will not think that way, that you are a noble person, you have thought about all these things. They will think that out of fear you ran away. They will not see out of compassion you don't want to fight. Think, Arjun, don't come to conclusion so fast. Maharathi respect you. They will look down upon you. See, why Lord is taking 3 verses? Because Arjun considered prestige at very high point. At no cost the prestige should be lost. Therefore, Lord saw it and started saying he took 3 verses. You see, most of us, we are suffering from inferiority or superiority complex. It is a mental disease. Most of us, we suffer for it. If somebody praises us, we get elated. If we consider my level is this and somebody is criticizing me and showing me lower, I get rejected. But the jnani person will never do that. He will not take care, he will not care for whether somebody has honored or dishonored. It's okay for him. But most of the people, they consider, because they have got the complexity, therefore the inferior and superior complexities come. What will happen, those people who hate Arjun, what they will say? So first, general public. They will talk about you, your infamy, for a long time it will continue. Maharathis, those people who respect you, love you, or whom you love, what they will think? They will think that Arjun ran away from the battlefield out of fear. They will not consider that he ran away or he didn't want to fight out of compassion or out of nobility or out of thinking that he decided, because all these people are greedy, we are not greedy, let them take the Rajya also. They will not consider this. But what will, how the people will react, those who hate Arjun? There are some people, they hate also Arjun. What they will do?
Avachya vadamscha bahun.
Avachya vadamscha bahun.
Vadishyanti tavahitaha.
Vadishyanti tavahitaha.
Nindantastava samarthyam.
Nindantastava samarthyam.
Tato dukhataram nukim. Avachya vadamscha bahun. Vadishyanti tavahitaha. Nindantastava samartham. Tato dukhataram nukim.
Avachya vadan. words that are improper to be spoken, unspeakable words, unparliamentary words they will use. How many? Bohum, many, many words they will use. Badishyanti, they will say, who are they? Ahitaha. Ahita means enemies. Your enemies will speak many, many unspeakable words which cannot be repeated. And nindanta tab samartham, they will criticize, they will be cavilling your power. Tatah dukha taran nukim, what there can be more painful than this? What normally happens? They will definitely say, their enemies of Arjun will definitely say unspeakable words. Not only that, they will put some mirch masala on that also. That is what happens, na? When the gossip goes from one place to another place, another, what happens? They put, they add something, little bit more added. So mirch masala, thoda sa aur laga do. And they all will criticize you. Not only that, they will think your earlier victories are by chance, by fluke. You won so many battles, that was by chance. They will consider you tail-ending batsman who got a sixer by chance. So people will think about that. Okay. Now Lord says, after giving all his arguments in favor of fighting war, now Lord Krishna is concluding the topic. Now he is telling, what will be the fruit of war? If you fight, what will you get? Now all arguments are over. From different levels he proved that there is no soap. You should fight. So what will he get? Now it is said in verse number 37.
Hato va prapsyasi swargam.
Hato va prapsyasi swargam.
Jitva va mokshase mahim.
Jitva va mokshase mahim.
Tasmad uttishta kaunteya.
Tasmad uttishta kaunteya.
Yuddhaya krita nischayah.
Yuddhaya krita nischayah.
Hato va prapsyasi swargam. Jitva va mokshase. Jitva va bhokshase mahim. Madhuttishtha kaunteya. Yuddhaya krita nischayah.
Hatah va prapyasi swargam. Hatah, if you are killed, what will you get? Bir gati, you will get swarga. You will get swarga. Jitva bhochase mahim, if you win, what will happen? You will enjoy the kingdom. Whole mahim, earth, whole earth you will enjoy. Tasmat, therefore, now again, whenever the word tasmat comes, that means the argument is complete. Now conclusion, decision, inference. Tasmat uttishta, get up. Kaunteya, O Arjun, yuddhaya kritta nishchaya, by fight, resolve. You have to resolve. After telling everything, Lord is saying that you have to take a decision to fight. You decide that I will fight, get up and start fighting. In verse number 6, chapter 2, we find that he has earlier said, I don't know whether I will win or they will win me. I don't know. But Lord says, if you die in battle, what you will get? Swarga. Or if you win, you will enjoy kingdom. But Lord is not saying about the third possibility. What is the third possibility? You may not die. You may not win. You may lose. But nothing is mentioned here. Why? There is no question of losing war when the Lord is with your side. righteous war and Lord is with you. So there cannot be the third possibility at all. Kaunteya. Kaunteya means Kunti Putra, and Kunti is related to me. I will not allow you to die, number one. Number two, I will not allow you to defeat. Number three, I will take care of everything. I am taking the responsibility. So there is no scope of sorrow. So from the Paramatma level, no sorrow. From Jivatma level, no sorrow. From body level, I hope you all remember. I started from the Atma level. Atma, no sorrow, because it is Nitya. It cannot be killed. From the Jivatma level, even if we consider it is continuously born and continuously dying, then it is law. We have to accept the law of nature or the law of the Lord. Then why are we suffering? Not understanding the law as it is. We want law to be changed. We should always live. We should not die. Nobody should die. At least my relative, or at least me, I should not die. Baki sab jaye jahan. It is unintelligent relationship. We cannot change this law. We have to accept this law. So Jivatma is born, dying. In that case, there is no sorrow. Third level, from the body level, no sorrow. Vyakta, abhyakta. Remember the word which Lord has said. Vyakta and abhyakta. From Swadharma level, fight the war. Your vasana will come down. Swadharma. Shishtachar, follow the precedence. Bhishma also faced the same situation. He also fought with his guru. Or relative. Similarly, you also do it. Then from Kirti level, you will be dishonored. But if you fight, what will happen? You will grow. You will grow. You will spiritually grow. How you spiritually grow? You adjust your vasana. You spiritually grow. And there will be no sin. No sin. And no akirti, no infamy. You see? So doing our duty the way which Lord will tell us now, is going to tell us, O Arjun, how to fight this war. He's going to tell. So that is not only applicable to Arjun, it is applicable to all of us. How to do our duty. The Lord is going to tell about that. Okay, Arjun, now listen to my advice. How to fight this battle? How to fight this battle means? How to do our duties even today. Okay, Bhagwan, tell me. 38.
Sukhe dukhe same kritwa.
Sukhe dukhe same kritwa.
Labha labho jaya jayo.
Labha labho jaya jayo.
Tato yuddhaya yujyasva.
Tato yuddhaya yujyasva.
Naivam papam avapsasi.
Naivam papam avasyati.
Sukhe dukhe same kritva. Labha labho jaya jayo. Tato yuddhaya yujyasva. Naivam papam avapsasi.
So there are three pair of opposites Lord has said here. Sukhe dukhe, in pleasure and pain. Labha, labha alabha, gain and loss. Jay and ajay, victory and defeat. Victory and defeat. What is to be done? Samekritva. Samekritva means having made safe. Having made sense, if there is a jay, if there is a victory, victory means there is a profit, profit means sukh. You see, are you getting it? I have taken one word from the three pair of opposites. Sukh and dukh, jay and ajay, labh and alabh. If there is a jay, if there is a victory, victory means what? You have gained something. If you have gained something means there is a sukh. If there is ajay, if there is a defeat, defeat means what? Loss. Alabha. Alabha means what? Dukkha. Are you getting it? How I broke these three pairs of objects? So this thing will happen. So ajnani, ajnani always craves for the material thing. He always wants emotional joys and intellectual satisfaction. At body level, he wants material things. At mind level, he wants emotional joy. And at the intellectual level, he wants satisfaction. So Lord suggests that samatha to be practiced before action. You see, sukhe dukhe same kritva labha labhau jaya jayo tata yuddhaya tata. After having done this thing, after understanding this principle, what is that principle? Same kritva remains same. Where? In sukh, dukh, jay, ajay, labh, alabh. Sukh, dukh, joy and sorrow, labh, alabh, profit and loss, and victory and defeat, jay and ajay. Same kritva. Accept this principle before acting. Be careful. The word tata means first you have to decide this. Take this principle in your mind. Then act. You all have to do the same thing in our life also. Before starting, tata yuddhaya yuddha. After that, you start fighting. So principle has to be understood first. What is the principle? How to fight the war? How to do our duty? Same kritva. You see, we have not studied Bhagavad Gita before starting our life or interacting with the world. How to do our duty? We don't know. Achha. So samatha is a sadhana. So how this samatha is to be achieved? How this samatha is to be achieved? It is not something superficial, it is very deep inside. Very deep thing. Samatha means we are not in focus. The action is not for my joy. Action is the for the joy of Lord. This is samatha. Then samatha will come. If you think this action is for me, it is a worship of my ego, samatha will never come. Samatha means all my actions, whatever we are doing today, now, we have to shift it, our attention from us to Lord. Then samatha will happen, otherwise it will never happen. Samatha is to be practiced before starting action, not during the action, not at the time of receiving fruit of action. Be very, very careful. Samatha to remain same in labh, alabh, in profit and loss, in victory and defeat, and pleasure and pain is to be practiced before starting an action, not during the action or at the time of taking the fruit of action. And how is it to practice? If I consider myself as locus of or enjoying the profit, it will never happen. Same action, when it is done for the happiness of the Lord, the quality of action will change. It will automatically change. Think, if you are doing any action for your selfish motive, you are ready to do something, shortcuts also you want ready to do. You can cheat, plunder, harm other people also to fulfill your desire. But the same action, when done for the happiness of the Lord, will put a brake on your all this attempt to cheat other, to harm other. You will think whether the Lord will be happy. I am cheating my friend to fulfill my desire. No, Lord, no. Samta will come this way. This is science. It will take some time to sink, but think over it. Think over it. There's some more we will discuss in our next class.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti.